刚才 George 已经说了，今天早上从三藩市飞到那个华盛顿 DC， 跟那个 TC 挥挥手，然后就回来了。
Just like what Brother George has mentioned, this morning I took flight from San Francisco. First, I dropped by Washington, D.C., waving my hand to Brother T.C., then I was on my way to New York.
这种的飞行的模式叫 Red Eye, 就是红眼的行程。
And this type of fly is called Red Eye Fly.
所以呢，应该是眼都红的，这样才行的。
In theory, I should have all four red eyes here.
那神有恩典。
However, our Lord is gracious.
那礼拜五晚上我就飞过去三藩市。
Last Friday, I flew to San Francisco.
然后昨天就在那边主持一个安息礼拜。
So yesterday, I held a memorial service.
那今天就回到这里。
And this morning I came back to New York.
那这个安息礼拜的那个弟兄，是一个在中国也很出名的一个弟兄。
The brother whom I held memorial service for was a very well-known brother, not only in the state but also in China.
如果你在上海，他是上海的那个。八九十十一十二届的那个政协的委员。
He was a director and committee of an organization in Shanghai.
所以呢，在这个过程当中呢，有很多人想要为他主持一个安息礼拜。
For this reason, many people wish to hold a memorial service for him.
他是影视界也很出名的。
He is a very well-known person in the entertainment world.
甚至中国的孙俪也是他提拔出来成为一个明星。
Even a very well-known Chinese actress, Sun Li, was actually found and developed by him.
所以在上海，在北京有很多的那个明星说：“哎呀，我们要为他来去追思了。”
And therefore, many movie stars and TV stars in Beijing and Shanghai, they all came together. They wish to pay their last respect for this brother.
当然，昨天也有一些从上海啊、北京啊、新疆啊、内蒙古啊，还有黑龙江啊，都过来了。
Of course, yesterday when we held Memorial service. Many people flew from different cities in China.
但是有很多不能来的，他们说我们要为他追思。
And however, there are so many people who couldn't make it. They also want to pay their last respect.
他的太太说，等三个月再说吧。
And this brother's wife say, "Well, why don't you wait for another 3 months?"
因为这个弟兄跟这个他的太太都常常很低调的。
Because this brother and his wife, they always conduct their business in a very low-key fashion.
所以说，不要了，不要了，不要这么夸张的去做这些事情。
And therefore, the family made the decision. Please, we want to remain low-key. You don't need to do anything extra.
对那些人说，等三个月再说吧。
So she told those people who wish to fly to America, say, why don't you just wait for another 3 months?
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
如果三个月之后在上海、在北京，他们还是很想思念这个弟兄的时候，那个时候再做一个追思礼拜吧。
Because if after 3 months, if people still have a strong desire to hold a memorial service in Shanghai or Beijing, then they can still hold it.
因为有一个很常常出现的情况。
Because there is a phenomenon.
时间过去，人就忘记。
After things will go away after the time.
现在很有心想要追思，过三个月可能就不记得了。
People may have a strong desire at this moment. However, 3 months after, people may forget about it.
这个也像我们一样啊。
This is very much like us.
我们说我们爱主耶稣基督。
Many times we ought to say we love the Lord Jesus.
我们很快就忘记了。
And yet, so many times we forget about him.
上一趟那个很感动，眼泪流出来，说我愿意跟随主，但是后来又忘记了。
In many occasions, maybe we raise our hand saying we want to follow you, Jesus. We are deeply moved, but soon after we forget about our vow.
我们看到保罗去提醒我们用这个设立圣餐的事情，让我们常常纪念主耶稣基督。
Yet Paul remind us we need to hold Holy Communion in a periodic fashion so we can remember our Lord Jesus.
所以今天我们的题目谈到一个很重要的我们信徒的生活的一个角度。
And therefore, today we are going to focus a passage which is very important to our Christian living.
这是我们信徒假冒为善的这种的生活。
That is the Christian living, the hypocrisy aspect of Christian living.
我们应该是爱神。
Indeed, we should love our Lord.
我们应该跟随神的。
We are supposed to follow our Lord.
但是我们常常忘记他的说
话。And yet, so many times we forget about his teaching.
我们没有跟从他所教导的去行。
We did not follow his teaching.
所以这个是一个很重要的一章的圣经。
And therefore, this chapter is a very important teaching chapter.
这是路加福音第十二章。
Which is Luke chapter 12.
我们一起来先祷告。
May we pray first.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
如果不是你的那个临到我们生命当中，我们仍然在罪中当中。
If it is not you who led us to come to you, we are still living in sin.
今天当我们来到听取你的话语的时候。
Today, when we come before you and listen to your word,
求主你的灵与我们同在。
May your Holy Spirit be with us.
运行在这个场地当中。
To freely move in the midst of us.
让我们能够真诚的来去学习。
So we can truly want to follow your teaching.
明白你的话语。
To understand your words.
让我们能够清楚知道怎么样去行。
So we can truly know how to follow your teaching in our lives.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
当我们从第九章路加福音第九章一直看到现在。
As we went over from Luke chapter 9 up to today.
我都跟大家说，一章一主题。
I continue to emphasize that there is one thing in each chapter.
所以今天当我们读到第十二章的时候，
and as we arrive chapter 12,
我们所面对的一个题目就是信徒的假冒为善的生活。
The thing we are facing today is the topic about Christian hypocrisy.
而且我发觉当我们在这样一章一章来去读的时候，
As we go over the scripture a chapter at a time,
我们要理解很多时候都在头几节已经将这个主题特显出来了。
We must realize many times the thing has been revealed in the very beginning verses of each chapter.
而且教导我们读圣经的时候要很留心的去看看这些经文的背后的意思。
And we are instructed to really pay attention of the meanings behind the verses.
如果你还记得上一趟我来讲到第十一章的时候，
If you still remember my last sermon which talk about chapter 11,
讲到第一节，讲到耶稣在那里祷告，
It talk about Jesus pray in the very first verse.
有一个门徒就等他耶稣祷告之后就跟他说，请你叫我们祷告。
Disciple waited how Jesus, when Jesus finished his prayer, then asked Jesus, could you teach us how to pray?
就好像你那个施洗约翰叫他的门徒祷告一样。
Just like how John the Baptist teaches his disciple how to pray.
我跟你们大家来分享的时候，我就说，这个门徒之所以会看到耶稣祷告，然后请他叫祷告。
As I shared with you last time, when the disciple, the reason why the disciple asked Jesus to teach them how to pray,
is because
the disciple may think Jesus can really pray in a very spiritual fashion.
他向往这种的属灵的情况。
And therefore the disciple desire to be like Jesus.
所以叫我祷告。
And therefore the disciple asked Jesus, could you teach us how to pray just like you?
我们就讲到那个属灵的表现。
Then we talk about the expression of being spiritual.
今天我们看到十二章的时候。
As today we're going to go over chapter 12.
我们也单单看第一节。
Let us focus on verse 1.
那你呢？就看着圣经，不要看着我了。
And what I'm going to ask you to do is to read the Bible, not to look at me.
有圣经的，快快拿出来。
If you do have your Bible, may you open your Bible.
有手机的也可以打开。
If you do have the scripture on your cell phone, may you turn on the cell phone.
你看看那个十二章的第一节。
So if we focus on verse 1,
这里说，这个时候有几万人聚集。
Luke chapter 12 verse 1, meanwhile when a crowd of many thousands had gathered,
甚至比起见他，
so that they were trembling on one another.
耶稣就开讲，先对门徒说，
Jesus began first, speak first to his disciples.
你们要防备法利赛人的教，就是假冒为善。
Saying, be on your guard against the east of Pharisees, which is hypocrisy.
那我已经跟你们说今天的题目是什么了。
I have already told you the topic of today.
信徒假冒为善的生活。
That is the hypocrisy Christian living.
那你可以从第十二章第一节已经能够理解这个假冒为善的这个内容。
From verse 1 alone, you can already understand the content of hypocrisy.
但是我想说，你看第一节的时候，请问你理解当时的背景吗？
However, as we read verse 1, do we understand the background of this verse?
而且从这个读下去的时候，为什么耶稣会讲这个假冒为善的这个事情。
And what was the reason why Jesus mentioned about hypocrisy?
请问有多少人在那里？
May I ask you, how many people were there at the time?
几万人。
Many thousands.
哎，你跟几万人一起过没有？
Have you ever gathered someplace with thousands of people?
有没有去过游行？
Have you participated a parade before?
有没有主来佛去了那个东河那边去跟人家看烟花？
Have you been to Hudson River to watch the fireworks on July 4th?
有没有十二月三十一号康当的时候在时代广场？
Have you ever been to Times Square on December 31st?
有没有？
Have you done that?
没有的，举手给我看。
If you have never done so, may you raise your hand.
没有跟这么多人一起的。
That you have never gathered in a big gathering like that before.
那你一定没这个感觉。
Then you probably have never had such a feeling. You don't understand the condition.
十二月三十一号试试去时代广场。
Why don't you give a try on December 1st? You go to Times Square.
那我也在那边。
I was there.
我去做辅警执行。Senior police officer.
I
辅警，辅佐警察。Senior police officer.
Okay, I give police officers support.
我是一个辅警。
Oh, okay. I am a policeman.
我是 NYPD 的那个辅警。
I'm actually a member of NYPD.
所以呢，我去执勤。
And therefore, I was on my duty of watching over the crowd.
所以我不是单单牧师啊。
So I'm not just a pastor.
我也在社区里面义务的服务。
So I also serve in the community as a volunteer police.
现在要杀警察了。
And now they people target on policemen.
所以我的109分局的局长就说你们不要出去了。
So the 109 district, my supervisor warned all the policemen do not go out of police station.
就是我们辅警就不去，警察去。
So as we volunteer policemen, we do not patrol and we let the regular police go out and patrol.
所以12月31号你去时代广场，我可以在哪里等你。
So if you go to Times Square on December 1st, I will be there waiting for you.
哇，你看到几万人哪里，几十万人啊。
So if you go there, not just thousands, you can see tens or hundreds of thousands of people there.
好了，场景就是很多人在哪里。
So that is the situation, very crowded.
好了，他们在哪里做什么？
So what was the reason why they all gathered there?
你看到这经文，你觉得他们在哪里做什么？
So by this verse, can we understand why they were there?
明显就是听耶稣讲道嘛，对吧？
It is very obvious they want to listen to Jesus.
好像那个什么 Billy Graham 啊，在大球场里面去讲道。
Just like a Billy Graham who held a crusade in a very big stadium.
所以1992年我在那个中央这个公园那边就是 Billy Graham 来讲道，哇，就是又是一百人万人。
So I was there when Billy Graham held a crusade in Central Park in 1992. We see tens of hundreds of thousands of people gathering there.
可以想象耶稣在哪里，几万人在哪里的景象是怎样。
So I can personally understand and imagine the situation of seeing thousands of people gathered around Jesus.
但是发生了什么事情啊？
Then what happened?
啊？
Then what happened?
彼此践踏。
They were trembling on one another.
有没有听过这种的新闻报道啊？
Have you ever heard about the situation like this from news?
大球场比赛的时候，突然之间球掉下来了，什么那个台掉下来了，哇，大家都践踏。
Have you ever heard the incident or accident happened in the big stadium? Perhaps some seats collapse, some particular part of the building collapse, and people start to have stampede and trampling one another?
甚至有人死的。
And people even die in the situations like that.
那你现在看了第一节了。
So now we understand verse 1.
理解当时的情况了。
Now you can imagine the situation at the time.
几万人来去听耶稣讲道。
Thousands of people gathering there trying to listen to Jesus.
听耶稣讲道讲什么道？
Then what were they trying to listen?
我上一趟也跟你们说，在耶稣周围的人都是信神的人。
Perhaps you know, people around Jesus are those people who believe in God.
他们相信的耶和华神。
They believe Jehovah God.
是这个犹太人一直都有信仰的。
It is a Jewish tradition to keep their faith.
他们常常说亚伯拉罕的我们的父亚伯拉罕，我们的那个祖先那个以撒，还有雅各。
They believe their forefather Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
然后呢，他暂时还不相信耶稣是救主，那个基督。
And Jews at the time, they haven't believed that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah.
但是他们喜欢听，这个人讲道讲得不错，来听一下。
And yet they like to hear the preaching of Jesus. They think he is a great preacher.
耶稣讲的道是讲什么？
So what is the content of Jesus' sermon?
神爱世人。
That God loves the world.
我们人要彼此相爱，才能够知道你是基督徒。
And people should love one another so we know we are Christian.
但是我们聚集的时候，彼此践踏。
And however, as people gather together, people tremble on one another.
有些不对。
And you think there is a great conflict.
对吗？
Right, sounds not right.
听爱的讲道，那边踩死人了。
So they were listening to the sermon of love. At the same time, people are trembling on one another and they They even may cause death.
所以你开始在这个第一节开始看到一些东西了。
So we can see there is something being developed in verse 1.
很矛盾的事情。
There is a great confusion and conflict.
现在耶稣开始讲了。
And now Jesus start to speak.
耶稣讲什么？
What did Jesus said?
耶稣讲，你们是对着门徒说，你们要防备法利赛人的教。
And Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, saying, Be on your guard against the yeast of Pharisees, which is hypocrisy.
因为他是假冒为善的。
Because Pharisees, they live out a lifestyle of hypocrisy.
你现在看到第一节了。
Now we know verse 1.
你开始明白整个的情况了。
Now you understand the entire situation.
耶稣又对着我们就是对着门徒了，现在对着我们了啊，对着我们来说什么？要小心，我们基督徒一样有假冒为善的生活。
Now Jesus spoke to his disciple in a way Jesus is speaking to us now that we need to be on guard not to live a life of hypocrisy.
我这一趟去了加州。
As I travel to San Francisco,
这个弟兄的弟弟
the brother who died, his brother,
他在那里去感谢神怎么样带领他的哥哥。
As his brother was saying how he thanked the Lord, how the Lord has led his brother,
但是他说我不是基督徒。
And however, this brother said,I want to tell you, I'm not a Christian.
我为什么不相信呢？
Let me tell you why I don't believe.
因为我常常做生意的时候给基督徒骗。
Because I often be cheated by Christians during my business dealing.
你明白没有？
Do you understand now?
基督徒一样骗了。
Saying to Jesus, to Christians, we often cheat on others.
基督徒做生意的时候一样好像做生意的人一样。
When we are doing our business, we are no different from any other people. We cheat.
在那个时候，他将基督徒的帽子摆下来了。
At the time, many Christians take off their Christian hat.
所以今天当我们看第十二章的时候
，As we focus on chapter 12 here,
从第一节我们明白这个背景之后
，After we understand the background of this verse.
我们再来看第二节一直到五十七节。
And then we can focus on verse 2 all the way down to 57.
从一章一主题来看到这个信徒假冒为善的生活是怎么一回事。
I understand there is one thing in each chapter. Let us understand what is a Christian hypocrisy living.
我们从三个角度一个目的来看。
And maybe we use three aspects and one purpose to understand this chapter.
这三个角度是什么呢？
So what are the three aspects?
从第二节到第三节，
From verse 2 to verse 3,
我们看到一种隐藏的事情。
We find out there is something is hidden.
那你从第二节你看到，哎呀，有很多人他不想人家知道他所做的事情。
Verse 2, we will realize that people want to hide the things they have done.
但是这里说，掩盖的事情会露出来的。
And however, Jesus said, those things you try to hide will be disclosed.
你在内心里面附耳说的话，都会人家都知道的。
All the secrets and whispering you have done in the inner room, it will be proclaimed and revealed.
所以假冒为善的事情，第一个就是隐藏的事情。
So what is hypocrisy? One very first aspect is the things that has been hidden.
就是我们不想人家知道我里面究竟是谁。
That is, we try to hide what our inner selves from other people.
人家知道我在想什么事情。
So if other people understood what I was thinking.
这种隐藏的事情在我们生命当中就是这样。
So we want to prevent that happen. This is the thing we would always try to hide.
也在我身上。
It is the same thing happened to me.
也在George身上。
Also happened to George.
我们都有些东西不敢告诉人家的。
Oh, we all have things we are afraid to let other people know.
我可以跟你说啊，我一说出来，我就不能站在这里。
I can tell you, if I truly reveal the thing I try to hide, I can no longer stand here right now.
他说出来，他也要找个洞来钻进去的。
If the translator revealed the things he his inner self, he also need to find a hole to hide himself.
哎，但是今天我站在这里，做过牧师来讲道啊。
And however, I'm standing here right now as a pastor preaching.
他穿的比我很英俊的站在这里哦。
The translator even dressed better than me, and he's standing here.
但是隐藏的事情。
And however, there are things hidden.
这是我们每一个都有的。
It's the things that all of us do have.
所以耶稣怎么说？
And therefore, what Jesus said,
你们要防备法利赛人的教。
You have to be on your guard against the yeast of Pharisees.
不要假冒为善。
Do not be hypocritical.
在这里，路加讲这个过程当中，他也将一些一个例子讲出来的。
As Luke describing the teaching of Jesus,Jesus also continued on with an example.
从13到15节，他就将这个例子提出来了。
Jesus mentioned about this example from verse 13 to 15.
有一个人走到说，耶稣，你来为我那个我分家产好不好？
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, help me to divide the inheritance for my family.
我的兄长之间要分家产。
Because we want to divide our inheritance between my brother and I.
耶稣说，谁立我跟你们做这个分家产的事情的呢？
And Jesus replied, Who appointed me as a judge?
所以耶稣就对着众人说，
Then Jesus said to the crowd,
你们要谨慎自守，
Watch out, be on your guard.
免去一切的贪心。
Against all kinds of greed.
你知道这个人跟耶稣要求他做审判的工作。
As you know, this man tried to make a request to Jesus to be an arbiter between his brother and
him. 你想一下，耶稣在当时来说是一个公众人物，而且是一个老师夫子嘛。
As you can imagine, Jesus at the time was a public figure.He was a teacher.
你要找人分家产，找这个好，这个比律师更好。
So if you want to find someone who can make a judgment for your inheritance division, then you better find people like Jesus. It's better than a lawyer.
表面来说是合乎理的。
Superficially, it is very reasonable to find a well-known person to do the arbiter.
但是实际呢？
And however.
这个人的里面想什么呢？
So what is the inner state of this person?
他隐藏的是什么呢？
So what is the thing he's trying to hide?
你想一下，今天我请那个做吃一顿饭。
As you can imagine, if today I invite George to have a meal.
然后说你来做我跟太太之间的那个证人，看看。看看我对还是我太太对。
Then I say to George, why don't you be the judge between I myself and my wife to see who is right?
就看我请他吃什么了。
So it depends on how good the meal I'm going to treat George.
或者是我太太又在那边请他吃另外一顿饭了。
Or maybe on the other situation, my wife invite George to have another meal.
结果呢？
So what is the result?
就看那个账单是哪一个贵一点了。
Perhaps at the end, who pays a higher bill for the meal?
或者是哪一顿饭和 George 的口味了。
Or which meal really can satisfy George?
你听得懂吗？
Do you understand?
你就知道那个人叫耶稣做这个跟他的兄长来分家产的过程当中。
As we know, during the process that this man thinking, asking Jesus to divide the inheritance between his brother and him.
他隐藏的心态是什么?
So what is his inner state actually in his mind?
是什么?
So what is it?
耶稣说, 贪心。
Jesus said, greed.
因为他请耶稣,耶稣愿意做的时候,一定 on his side, 帮助他拿多一点点。
Because as he is the one who invites Jesus, he believes Jesus will be on his side, so he will get more portion.
所以恭敬人就不公道。
And therefore, the judge no longer can be just.
你就明白隐藏的事情。
Then you understand what is hidden.
是一种假冒为善的做法。
So the hidden agenda revealed the person is doing something hypocritical.
所以耶稣在讲的时候，路加将耶稣所讲的事情在这里展示第一个角度给我们看。
So from here we understand the very first aspect of the teaching by the pen of Luke.
第二个角度。
Second aspect.
就是一个惧怕的事情。
There's the thing that should be fearful.
刚才那个隐藏的事情。
The thing we talk about that is hidden.
现在有一个惧怕的事情。
And now there is something to be fearful.
从第四节到第七节。
From verse 4 to verse 7.
你就看到在耶稣在这里讲到一个人怕什么呢?
So right here we find out a person, he is afraid of something. And what is that?
那你说杀身体不杀灵魂的你不要怕他。
Jesus said those who kill the body and after that can do no more.
你就看到
Do not be afraid.
一个人要怕什么呢?
So what, what is the thing that will cause people fear?
今天你怕什么?
So what are you fear, be afraid of?
没工作做。
What are you afraid of? No job?
没工作做就等于没钱了。
If there's no job, you have no income.
你男生没工作，女生有工作，你就矮一截咯。
If you, the man has no job, and yet the wife do have, does have job, then you are low, one step lower.
你就发觉，当这个惧怕的事情进到一些假冒为善的人，生命当中的时候。
So as we see, when the fear gets into the life of a hypocritical person.
没工作就怕了吗?
Is it just because someone has no job and cause his fear?
你不是基督徒吗?
And maybe we say, aren't you a Christian?
你不相信神吗?
Don't you trust in the Lord?
神不保守你吗?
Will Lord not to protect you and keep you?
那你有没有看到这里说麻做的那个你的头发神都数过的。
Didn't we see here that even our hair is been counted by our God?
麻做在外面都有东西吃，难道你没有吗？
If sparrows can be fed in the natural world, couldn't we be fed?
所以这个惧怕的事情，路加在这里就加了一个例子在哪里？
So what are we afraid of right here, Luke?Pen down another example.
就在那个十六到三十四节。
That is from verse 16 to verse 34.
就讲到一个财主。
It talks about a rich man.
哇，有很多的家产。
He has many properties.
就建了一个房子。
Then he built a very barn.
将他的东西都摆在里面。
He put all of his harvest into that barn house.
以为一切都无忧了。
Thinking he.Can live a worry-free life from now on.
不怕了。
He won't be living in fear anymore.
但这里路加要告诉我们什么呢？
However, what Luke is trying to tell us.
他将耶稣所讲的话提出来。
He highlight what Jesus has spoken.
二十节。
Verse 20.
无知的人啊。
You fool.
原来一个惧怕的人其实是一个无知的人。
Which means a person who lives in fear is a fool.
知道什么呢?
So what he should he know?
你知道一个事情就是神掌管一切万物。
That We should know that God governs all things.
神也爱我们。
God also loves us.
但是当我们没有的时候。
And however, when we live in lack,
我们死掉了。
Then we die.
诶，这个神怎么爱我呢？
Then we say, how could such a God show his love like this?
不可能吧。
It is impossible.
他一定爱我们。
God always loves us.
保守我们。
He will always keep us.
但是我们是无知。
And however, we are ignorant.
好像知，但是又无知。
It seems like we know something, but actually we are ignorant.
所以当这种的人就会惧怕。
People like this will live in fear.
我们没办法知道我们的神是无所不能的神。
We don't have confidence that our God is the God of all, the Lord of all.
还有二十二节。
Verse 22.
耶稣对他们说，不要为生命忧虑。
Jesus said to them, therefore, do not worry about your life.
惧怕的人就是在忧虑。
People who live in fear live in worries.
就是怕这个怕那个，忧虑这个忧虑那个。
Worry about this, worry about that.
你想一下，耶稣在这里将一个很清楚的故事告诉我们，就是百合花的事情。麻做的事情，野地的花的事情。
So Jesus gave a very simple example to teach this very simple truth: the lilies of the field and the sparrows in the sky.
你忧虑什么呢？
Then why should we worry?
你是不是怕退休的时候不知道还有没有足够的钱？
What do you worry? Do you worry about your retirement? You may not have enough saving?To live?
或者是你怕你不知道怎么样去养育你的儿女呢？
Perhaps you are afraid you don't have enough knowledge to raise your children?
或者你在忧虑很多这个事情那个事情。
Or you pay so much worry to this particular thing or the other thing?
这些忧虑也带给我们惧怕。
Worries brings fear.
还有在这里二十八节告诉我们一个很重要的原因，为什么我们惧怕呢？
And verse 28 also shows us another reason why we are living in fear.
你们这小信的人。
You little faith.
当我们的信心小的时候，我们就惧怕了。
When we have a little faith, then we start to live in fear.
当我们刚强壮胆的时候，我们就不怕了。
When we live in a courageous faith, we are no longer living in fear.
当我们谈到假冒伪善的时候，
When we talk about hypocrisy living,
表示我是来到教会里面的。
It also shows that even though we are in church,
我们是同一班基督徒一起的。
We are all together with other brothers and sisters in the church.
我们唱歌的时候什么都能唱出来。
We can sing any lyrics we want to.
但是我们行出来什么都不能做。
And however, as we live it out, we find out we are incapable.
这里说小信的人。
Jesus say, you little faith.
这个小信的人，忧虑的人，或者是我们很多的这种无知的事情。
The little faith, those who worry, those who fear, those who are ignorant,
就会惧怕。
Then we will live in fear.
所以我们看看我们自己今天的生活的时候。
And therefore, when we look at our own lives today,
耶稣对着门徒说，你们要防备法利赛人的教。
And Jesus said to his disciples that you should be on your guard against the yeast of Pharisees.
有时候我们可以外表很风光。
Perhaps we can live a very confident life superficially.
好像很有信心。
It seems like we live full of faith.
但是我们隐藏在里面的事情，可能是贪心。可能是其他很多不好的事情。
However, there is something hidden in our life. It could be greed or it could be many other bad things.
因为我们也有惧怕的事情在我们生命当中。
Because we do live in fear in our lives.
隐藏的事 惧怕的事。
Things that is hidden, things that will cause us fear.
这些都是假冒伪善的生活的其中一部分。
And they are all part of a hypocritical living.
第三个角度。
So the third aspect.
就在第八节到十二节。
That is described from verse 8 to verse 12.
这里讲到的是亵渎的事。
It talk about the blasphemy.
这里就是说怎么样叫亵渎的事情呢？
So what are the things that are considered blasphemy?
你在人前认不认主耶稣是我们的主呢？
That will you recognize our Lord before other people?
你如果不认主耶稣的话，
If you don't recognize our Lord Jesus,
你其实是一种亵渎圣灵的工作的事情。
Actually, you are doing something that's considered blasphemy to Holy Spirit.
当我们看哥林多前书十二章的时候，
As we read 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
我们发觉当我们今天能够称呼主耶稣是我们的主的时候，
As we read the scripture, we realize today we are able to call our Lord a Lord.
是因为我们给圣灵感动。
It's because we are inspired and moved by the Holy Spirit.
你是我的主。
You are my God.
你是我生命的主。
You are the Lord of my life.
你是我生活的主。
You are the Lord of my living.
记得我跟你们分享过去年十一月有一个弟兄问我的一个问题吗？
Do you still remember a question posed by a brother to me last November?
他是这样问的。
He asked the question like this.
究竟今天主耶稣基督是我们的主，我们生活的主呢？还是基督耶稣只是我们的救主？
He asked, is Jesus Christ the Lord of our life today, or he is merely the Savior of our life?
救主就是他救了我。
Savior is the one who saved us.
但是如果他是我的主，我的生活的主的话，
However, if he is my Lord, the Lord of my life,
我所有的每一步做的事情都要让他的生命反映在我的生命当中。
So then everything I do should be accountable to him. Everything I do should reflect his life.
这个才是生活的主。
And that will be considered the Lord of life.
我就是好像一个仆人。
I'm just like merely a servant.
他是主。
He is the master.
但是在这里第八到十二节怎么说呢？
And however, from verse 8 to 12 here,
我们很多时候没有去愿意认主耶稣是我们的主。
Because many times we did not acknowledge our Lord is the Lord of our lives.
所以你就看到这里给我们一个很清楚的提醒。
And therefore we can see a clear reminder here.
我们的问题在哪里？
What is our problem?
路加在这里也给我们一个例子。
Luke gave an example here.
在35节到40节。
From verse 35 to verse 40.
这里就谈到真的财宝的意思。
It talk about the true treasure.
就是讲到那个主人的婚宴的主人什么时候回来？
It talk about the master of the banquet. When will this master return?
这个跟我们今天认不认的主是有一个关系在这里。
There is a relationship between this example to whether we acknowledge our Lord or not.
你想一下，当我们今天认得我们的主吗？
Do we consider we acknowledge our Lord today?
如果我们不认他的时候，就是亵渎的事情。
If we don't acknowledge his lordship in our life, we are actually doing blasphemy.
有时候我们都会这样的。
Many times we have done that.
你明知前面的同学在你祷告的时候就将你碗里面的东西都拿走。
You we know people may play trick on us as we pray before our fellow students.
那你祷告的时候，就一只眼睛开，一只眼睛闭起来。
So as we pray, we will try to open one eye and close the other.
或者说甚至不祷告。
Or perhaps you don't even pray.
这种的小的事情。
The small things like this.
在我们其他的生活的地方都会出现的。
It become an expression in many areas of our lives.
我们可能就是做礼拜六、礼拜天的基督徒。
Perhaps we become weekend Christians.
一到五还是出去做骗人的基督徒。
So from Monday to Friday, we live a hypocritical Christian life.
在教会里面，我们服从领导。
In the church.We submit to the leaders.
但是到公司里面，我们不服从他。
And however, once we go to our workplace, we do not submit to our superior.
服从他是因为他给我们发薪水。
The reason why we submit to our boss is because he's the one who gives us salary.
哪一天他不发薪水，他就不是我的主了。
If the person stops giving me money, he's no longer my master.
今天这里也告诉我们。
Today, we can also learn from the scripture.
亵渎的事情常常都在我们生命当中。
There are many things we are doing in our life is considered blasphemy.
所以这三个角度。
And therefore, from these three aspects.
就是耶稣一开始开讲的时候对着门徒所说的。
Are the supporting examples to the opening of Jesus' words.
你们要防备法利赛人的教。
That is, you should be on guard against the east of Pharisees.
因为隐藏的事情是一种假冒伪善的事情。
Because if the things you try to hide is an expression of hypocrisy.
因为惧怕的事情也是一种假冒伪善的事情。
Even the things you are afraid of are the cause of hypocrisy.
亵渎的事情也是一种假冒伪善的事情。
Blasphemy is also an expression and a thing of hypocrisy.
刚才已经说这一章里面有三个角度。
As I mentioned, there are three aspects in the chapter.
但是有一个目的。
And however, there is only one single purpose.
耶稣在讲这么多的过程当中
，through all the teachings in this chapter.
路加将他编排成这样的时候，有一个目的给我们知道。
As Luke added all the examples mentioned by Jesus this way,
这个目的就在四十二节。
To carry a purpose, the purpose is revealed on verse 42.
就是要我们做一个忠心有见识的仆人。
To teach us to be a faithful and wise manager.
这个仆人。在这里就说管家。
The servant here has been represented by the word manager.
所以当耶稣在这里开讲这个事情的时候
，As Jesus went on to this particular passage,
面对几万人来去听他讲爱的这个信息的时候
，He was facing thousands of people who gathered here to try to listen to the teaching of love.
他们过来的时候要抢一个好的位置看到耶稣就踩人家咯。
They everyone tried to grab a good location and spot to listen to Jesus and they start to tremble one another.
就好像我们去看明星一样哦。
Just like how we try to follow the TV star or movie star.
在这个过程当中耶稣来去跟他们讲假冒伪善的事情。
And Jesus talked about hypocrisy under the condition like this.
除了这三个角度之外
，besides these three aspects，
就告诉他们有一个目的。
It also mentioned about there is one purpose.
你们要做一个有见识、忠心的一个管家。
That is, you need to be a faithful and wise manager.
要做一个这样的管家，需要有三个条件。
In order to be such manager, you need to have three requirements.
这里五十五到五十六节
，verse 55 to verse 56.
就将第一个的条件告诉我们。
He mentioned about the very first requirement.
有忠心又有见识的管家要知道主人什么时候回来。
The first requirement is such a faithful servant need to know when his master will return.
应该这样说哈。
I should say it in this way.
要对主人回来的日子有见识。
That is, the person need to have an understanding and being conscientious about the returning of the master.
他不知道什么时候正式回来。
He may not know when exact time the master may return.
所以这里告诉我们，我们要警醒。
And therefore, we need to be on alert.
你要有这种的见识。
We need to have such understanding.
你不能随便在好像这里就开始打其他人的打其他仆人打其他的使女。
You cannot be like the servant who start to mistreat and abuse other fellow servants.
如果主人一开回来看到你这样做就惨了。
If whatever you are doing or seen by the master, then you are in trouble.
你需要有这种的见识。
You need to have the understanding.
这是对主人回来的。是这种的警醒的心态。
Need to understand the master may return any time, and you need to be on alert.
还有第二个条件。
And second requirement.
就在四十七节到五十节。
That is recorded from verse 47 to verse 50.
就是要对主人的意思能够理解而且顺服。
That is, you must understand and know the master's will, and you submit to his will.
你想一下主人叫你做事情
Can you imagine if your master asks you to do something
你不顺服
And you decide not to follow
你这样算是忠心吗
Would you consider to be a faithful person
这个目的是要做有忠心有见识的管家吗
So we are supposed to be faithful and wise
但是你对主人的意思第一不明白他在讲什么。
And however, if you have no understanding of your master's will,
第二就是明白了不顺服。
And second, even if you understand and you decide not to submit,
今天我们做基督徒常常都这样。
Today, we Christians are just like that.
我们在圣经里面有很多已经清楚告诉我们怎么去做的事情。
Today we see many clear teaching us what to do in our life.
就很简单，刚才说，耶稣讲爱的道理。
Just like they are very obvious, just like the topic mentioned by Jesus, that you need to love one another.
你要抢一个好位置，看耶稣要不要踩人家呢？
So if you try to get a good spot to see Jesus, do you need to trample on others?
你想一下，今天我们做基督徒常常也会这样，就是践踏其他人的。
We Christians today, oftentimes we trample on other Christians.
有时候我们说 ，George， 你今天看来不属灵。
And we may say to George, you don't look spiritual today.
为什么我这样说呢
？And why?I should say that.
因为我一说他不属灵，就是我比他属灵。
Because the moment I say you are not spiritual, I'm saying I'm more spiritual.
你就看到这种的没见识的这种的做法。
And we see those foolish action.
是圣经里面教导吗？
Are they the teaching of the scripture?
明显不是的。
Obviously, it is not.
圣经教导的很多的事情，我们没好好去做。
There are many clear teachings in the scripture we did not follow.
今天提醒我们一个事情。
Today, may we be reminded.
要做一个忠心又有见识的管家。
To be a faithful and wise manager.
不能没有这种理解主人又顺服他的这种的心态。
May we not to be ignorant or have even if we understand and we decide not to follow our master's will.
第三个条件。
The third requirement.
就在五十一到五十三节。
That is from verse 51 to verse 53.
这里比较难理解的。
This particular passage is a little bit harder to understand.
因为这里说。你以为我来是要叫世上太平吗？
The passage says, "Do you think I came to bring peace on earth?"
你听到耶稣这样讲，是不是觉得很怪的
？So don't you feel strange that Jesus said this word?
我们常常说耶稣是 和平之子嘛。
Because many times we say, Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace.
但是这里说，我来，以为给你太平吗？
And yet Jesus said, do you think I came to bring peace on earth?
我告诉你们，不是的。
No, I tell you,
乃是叫人纷争。
It is not, but division.
哇，我就更不明白了。
Then we scratch our heads, say,I don't understand.
你再继续再看52-53节的时候，一定在摇头了。
Then you will start to shake your head as we read on to verse 52 and 53.
你真的说对不起啊，我没办法做忠心又有见识的管家了。
Maybe up to that point, you say, "Sorry, I truly cannot be a faithful and wise manager."
我很爱我的婆婆，我很爱我的家人。
I love my in-law. I love my family members.
你来这样叫我纷争。
If you come to cause division in my family,
那我不跟他们和好。
So that I won't have a harmonious relationship with my family members.
耶稣，真的对不起了，没办法跟你了。
And then you say, Jesus, I'm sorry, I can no longer follow you.
那如果我从第一节讲到这里，结果你就走了。
So if as we go on from verse 1 up to this point, you decide to leave.
不单只是耶稣失望，路加失望，我也失望。
Not only Jesus will be disappointed, Luke is disappointed, I will be disappointed too.
那因为你要理解在讲这个道的过程当中。
Because you need to understand the development of this sermon.
明显耶稣一直在这里讲下去。
As we know, Jesus continued on with a particular idea.
路加在这里编排这个整个第十二章的过程当中。
As Apostle Luke, how he arranged the passage.
第一节让我们理解背景。
The very first verse, let us understand the background.
要理解这个主题。
To understand the theme.
第二节、第三节给我们知道第一点隐藏的事。
So verse 2 and 3, let us understand what is hidden.
13-15节给我们一个例子，理解这个隐藏的事情的贪心的事情。
So verse 13-15 to give an example to support what the thing has been hidden, that is the greed.
14-17节讲到惧怕的事情。
Verse 4-7 talk about something people are afraid of.
16-34节借着这个无知的那个财主来彰显惧怕的事情的无知、忧虑，还有那个小信。
So verse 16-34 use the example of the rich man's ignorance and little faith.
然后继续的隐藏的那个亵渎的事情在8-12节。
Then the thing that's considered blasphemy is described from verse 8 to verse 14.
在35-40节给我们理解这个例子。
And using the example mentioned from verse 35-40.
目的是什么？
So what is the purpose?
目的就是要我们做一个忠心又有见识的管家嘛。
All of this is to let us have a purpose to be a faithful and wise manager.
第一个条件我们明白了。
The first requirement we understood.
要警醒，来去等等这个主人回来。
We need to be on guard. We need to be alert to wait for the return of our master.
第二个条件也能够明白。
The second requirement is also easy for us to understand.
要理解主人的心意，也要顺服他。
You need to understand your master's will and follow and submit his will.
到了第三个条件。
And however, when it comes to the third requirement,
不明白。
Then we are confused.
为什么这样呢？
We are perplexed.
你要理解耶稣在这里讲的背景原因是什么。
We need to understand the background why Jesus mentioned this, and so to understand the root motive.
耶稣要一个忠心有见识的管家。拥有的条件是这样的。
So the requirement for a faithful and wise manager should be the following.
你不是看世上的人际的关系。
You don't pay attention of the relationship of this world as the priority.
你要看到你跟神之间的关系。
but focus on the relationship between you and God.
神没有要我们不要世间的所有的关系。
God did not ask us to forsake all the relationship of this world.
但是这两种的关系比较起来的时候，
And however, if you put these two relationships side by side in comparison,
我们跟神之间的关系重要呢，还是我们跟其他人的关系重要？
Which relationship will consider more important? Is the relationship between God and us or our relationship with our fellow man?
这两个的关系一比较下来，
When you put these two in comparison,
完全是一个很正确的选择的。
Then the choice is very obvious.
你有没有见识？
Do you have knowledge?
这两个分辨哪一个重，哪个轻？
When you make the comparison, do you know which one carries much heavier weight?
所以当耶稣在这里讲到这种的关系的时候，
So as Jesus talked about this two relationship,
用到一个很深层的那个关系，就是人际的亲情的关系。
He used an example of a very intimate relationship we are dealing in our life is the relationship in family.
用来比较神与我们的关系的时候，
To put in comparison with the relationship we have with God.
你有见识，你忠心的话，是对神忠心，对神理解。
If you do have the understanding, if you do understand the will of our God,
这些我们都看得比较淡薄了。
Then we can put the other's relationship lightly.
这个才能够做到一个忠心又有见识的管家。
Only then you can become a faithful and wise manager.
有很多时候当我们面对这种的教导的时候，
Many times when we face the teaching like this,
我们有很多时候都回想我们过去所做的一切的时候，
Then we start to reflect all the things we have done in the past.
我们都觉得我们做的不好。
Many times we thought we have done many things not right.
我们做的不够。
We are not good enough.
我们有很多缺点。
We have many shortcomings.
再讲下去，
As if you continue on,
我们就越来越没
then,
没东西好讲了。
Then we really has nothing good enough.
就这么样的这样，那就等死好了。
And then we just wait and die. Then there's nothing good enough. No, it is not so.
你知道耶稣讲道给我们听。
You know why Jesus gave the sermon like this?
今天你有耳朵可以听，你就继续的听下去。
Today, if you have an ear to hear, may you continue, may we continue to listen.
因为在主里面没有太迟的。
Because it's never too late in the Lord.
哎呀，很多时候我们说太晚了，我太老了，不能学了。
Perhaps you say I'm too old to learn anything new.
没有的。
No.
因为你从第五十四节一直。看到五十九节，
Because if we read from verse 54 to 59,
这里就告诉我们，我们看这个天气，就好像外面那里有个黑云，我们知道很快会那边下雨咯。
Just like when you look at the sky, when you see the dark cloud, you know the rain is coming.
所以他在这里告诉我们，如果五十八节，如果你跟你的对头还没有解决这个问题之前，还没有到官府那里，你快快解决这个问题。
And therefore, you say, if you do have adversary on the way to see the judge, before you two reach that point, you need to reconcile with the person right away. You still have time.
当我还没有为你主持安息礼拜的时候，
Before I have opportunity to hold memorial service for you,
这意思就是你还没有死嘛，
which means you have not died.
就还不太迟，
It's never too late.
不太晚，
It's never too late.
还有机会。
We still have time.
这里告诉我们，你还可以去改变你的生命。
We still have time to change our lives.
所以我们还有机会改变。
And therefore, we still have time to change.
你的生命的改变。
We still have time to change our lives.
回想我们确实有很多时候做到一个假冒伪善的信徒的 这个表现。
Indeed, in the past, we oftentimes live a life that's considered hypocrite.
但是起码今天我们有机会看到十二章了。
And however, today we did have opportunity to read over chapter 12.
我们要不要改变？
Should we make a change?
我们要不要还是做那种贪心的事情？
Or we continue on to drive by our greed?
隐藏的事情在我们生命当中还是有很多。
There are still many things hidden in our life, is it?
能不能够赶走这些？
Can we try to get rid of them?
你对神有那个信心，你就不惧怕了。
If you have confidence and faith in the Lord, then you will no longer be afraid.
你常常读神的话语，你就会认得神了。
If you read God's word often, then you will know our God.
耶稣在这里邀请我们做一个有见识、有忠心的管家。我们说 ，Yeah, 我要做。
When Jesus made the invitation to us to be a faithful and wise manager, may we all reply, say, Yes, I want to be the one.
从今天。听完这个道就开始在做。
Starting from today, once we finish the sermon,
不会太迟的。
It's never too late.
神在那边挥着我们的手，拉着我们的手，走这条人生的路。
God will hold our hand to walk on the path of a life.
我们一起祷告。
May we pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你对我们实在太有耐心了。
You are so patient with us.
我们常常走迷。
Oftentimes we have gone astray.
就是一只迷羊。
We are just like lost sheep.
但是你仍然在那里等我们。
And yet you are always waiting for us.
而且你劝导我们做一个忠心有见识的管家。
And you have taught us to be a faithful and wise manager.
今天当我们来到你的面前。
When we come before you today,
从你的话语当中提醒的时候,
we have been reminded by your word.
我们扎心,
our hearts are pierced.
我们也开心,
and we also open our hearts.
因为你让我们学到了,
because you have taught us.
求主你来带领我们,
and therefore may you lead us.
愿意跟随你来去走这条路,
so we have a willing heart to follow you to walk on this path.
谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Thank you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.